Well, the situation in old Burma, that's Myanmar, is reaching boiling point. The elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is under arrest following a coup, and hundreds of thousands of Burmese are protesting every day. Needless to say, the military aren't happy. They've been trying to round up the protest leaders in the dead of night. But the neighbours, well, they're on the alert, banging pots and pans to warn if the police arrive. Keith Suter from the Global Directions think tank, let's start at the very beginning. Why the coup and how did it happen?
Well, the coup is obviously organised by the military, who are very worried about the way in which the political party of Aung San Suu Kyi did so well in the recent election.
Yeah.
And they worried that in fact with so many members of parliament that the new government of Aung San Suu Kyi would use the numbers to bring about dramatic changes, not least in the amount of economic control that the military enjoy. In retrospect, what should have happened, I think, for the generals is that when they started to move towards liberalisation well over a decade ago, they should really have just taken the money and left. And instead, what has happened is that they've stayed. They still want to have their say in how the economy is governed, how they make their money, and therefore are now very worried that they were going to lose
yeah.
that because this new sweeping election result for Aung San Suu Kyi would mean that you would have more numbers in the parliament and enough to crack down on the military.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of Burmese, they've taken to the streets. What do they want?
Well, they want the end of the military. They were enjoying democracy. Remember, the country had got back to a bit of democracy, and they thought that was the right way to go. If you look around the world, there has been an outbreak of democracy, not least in Asia. When you think of places like Taiwan, South Korea, Philippines, Indonesia, they all used to be fascist dictatorships. And now Burma, Myanmar, has had its own revolution, in a sense, and people want to have that freedom. The important thing to note is that the military can run a poor peasant society, but as a country develops economically, the military can't run that sort of society. They're good for controlling farmers, but not for the service sector like tourism, etc. And that was the problem for the military. They're not going to be able to run the economy properly. They're just going to continue to loot it. And people who have seen this chink of hope have now lost that hope, at least for the moment,
Keith,
by the military reasserting control.
Yeah, the military have already shot protesters, haven't they?
They have indeed. Now, we're at a crucial point, as you said in your introduction, crucial timing. If the demonstrators can continue with their protests, then you'll end up with splits within the military. And some military saying, look, let's just get out of here. You'll have perhaps younger members of the military who will say, look, we don't agree with what the general is doing, as putting himself in as the new ruler. So you will end up with a period of chaos, but you might end up, as we've seen elsewhere in the world, this is not unique. We might well end up with an outbreak of democracy in Myanmar. On the other hand, the generals might say, well, we are supported by China. Even though the Western world might be against us, China is on our side. Therefore, we're going to crack down on the demonstrators. We're going to shut off links to the outside media, and we will just put the country back into the repression, which it began most recently between 1989 and, around 5 years ago.
I'm talking with Keith Suter. Keith, how much is the dead hand of China really involved in all this?
China's playing a very key role now. China has blocked action at the United Nations Security Council. China is looking upon Burma as its new client state. In other words, that China wants to develop Burma, which is potentially very, very rich because of its natural wealth. And so China is really creating a new colony inside Burma. And so really it's looking after the Burmese or Myanmar, and of course expect to, in return, to get a good treatment by the military who are now running the country. So this is the way that China is now playing the game. China is now a major player in world affairs. Whatever you're doing, you've always got to say, what is China going to think about this?
Yeah.
We know that even though the Americans, the British, etc., and Australians have all been critical of the military action, the military know they've got China on their side.
Well, mate, the Americans and the Europeans, they've been outspoken against the military, but Australia seems to be playing a more cautious game. That's due to the eye on China, is it?
It is, absolutely. Because don't forget, we don't want to get punished by China. We've been punished enough on other, you know, speak to the average farmer in this country. They've been punished enough. And so we have to be very careful. China is going to be the next ruler of the world. In a few years' time, it'll be the number one power. You've got to be careful how you treat the number one power.
God bless you, mate. Thanks for talking to us. You've got to be careful how you treat the number one power. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.